Welcome to Redeeming Qualities, the podcast of not how men speak, but how friends speak.
Did you shove a fucking biscuit in your mouth before you said it or something?
I did.
Or were you questioning? Did you?
I was trying to Danny up speak. I'm glad you noticed every part of that was a question.
So right on brand. We got fat ass Fez, musty ass Mark, and dirty Dan. Mid biscuit. What's going on?
It's actually cheese, but you know, I'm living my best life. That's what I'm doing.
I can
right
see
now.
You didn't commit to not one resolution this year, boy. Biscuit, right? January 10th, boy. We ain't playing. Nah, you know what? I haven't heard not one person say the word resolution. That's the one thing I love about the quarantine. Nobody's trying to do nothing new. Like, fuck that. I am who I am. Let me just try and, you know.
I think this past 2 years, we've just become more accepting of who we are.
Beautiful. I love it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've embraced myself.
Well, that sounded deeply sexual right away.
Do we need to leave the room?
We went from personal growth to personal growth really quick.
Oh, wow. That's a bar.
So you know what? Let's
spitting.
Let's get right into this. So I just watching TV, just talking to people, and people introduce themselves. And I don't know, sometimes people like to throw a disclaimer into their personality right away. And too often these disclaimers, they immediately make me dislike them.
Yeah.
Just because like there's no reason.
It's just a brag.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. It's a brag or it's an excuse right away.
Like what? What do you mean?
So, like, I guess the original of this would probably most likely be like, call sign's not the right thing. Zodiac sign.
Okay.
So when people are like, oh, you know, my name is this and I'm a Taurus. It's like, so there's an automatic, like, this is my personality. There's nothing else besides this. This is based on the stars or whatever. This is the person I'm going to be. So there's a lot of these that exist out there, and I just wanted to like just cover a bunch, you know, see if you guys have some that bother you or that you think are funny or you've never explored before. Something maybe it's just like on your subconscious of why it bothers you.
Well, lately, I'm glad people have been talking shit about this lately. People would say I'm an empath, you know?
Yeah, bro.
I'm an empath, so I can totally feel everything that's going on, which is which was a way to say that, you know, I'm sensitive to the vibes in the room and I'm feeling what you're feeling. So when you're mad, I feel that too. Or when you're being this way, I can feel that. But also I can't go in certain spaces because sometimes the energies in there are bad. So please be careful with your vibes in a way.
Do you think that's true though?
Do I think that there are empaths?
No. I'm saying, do you think that that is accurate for you?
Oh, do I think I'm an empath? I think I know how to read a room.
Yeah.
But I don't think that I am like, oh, this person's crying. I become like I want to cry. I actually have trouble.
No, bro. I think you relate with understanding why you're crying.
Yeah. But what Mark is trying to say is he wasn't gifted supernatural powers.
I was not, no.
To not be in a room or to have an excuse of like, oh, it's awkward. Like,
yeah, right. He was born when the fucking sun was in Scorpio.
Exactly.
That's, yeah.
I think
the fact that Fez tried to yes and that so hard.
You know, that's true. Me and Mark discussed this because I've been very contrarian a lot of times. So I do like to try the yes and instead of be like, no, you're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But that one hit me in my soul. I'm like,
yeah. Fuck.
I can't agree with any of this. Oh man.
No, Danny was joking too. But
yeah, no, well, I know he was joking. I get that, but it's
thanks for clarifying, Mark.
That's fantastic. What about you, Danny? I have a whole list of these that I want to go over. So if you feel like chiming in, or you want me to
to be honest, I was getting ready to get stony baloney, so I wasn't paying much attention towards the last half of that.
So So we're talking personality traits that people claim immediately, labels that they put on themselves
that are supposed to be parts of their personalities that can come off as excuses or these things that make that put them in these boxes, or not even that, just like put them in these certain angles. Is that a way? Absolutely.
Yeah. That's perfect way of putting it. That's exactly what I'm saying. So I'll throw one out there. Feminist.
Ooh, okay.
So when people like immediately go, I'm a feminist.
See, I don't know. I just don't click with people that fucking people that are really ride or die for one thing. Like it is so outside of my personality that I like.
All right. I'm going to get you, Danny.
Okay. You played this one
numerous times. I'm a veteran. That's a personality in itself. People who claim veteranism.
That's true, but I don't think I claim that. Like, I am one, so that's a fact, but I don't walk around claiming.
But you've mentioned I'm a veteran, it before. So I do this.
That's true. So if that's, somebody has asked.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. There's no need to get defensive. I'm just saying this is something that people claim as a personality. Like, oh, I'm a veteran. It's like, you know, and obviously I use the southern accent when I said it that just now. So it kind of gives you my inclination of the way
I perceive.
not necessarily
I'm just
that
a dumb veteran.
It's kind of like you owe me. You know what I'm saying? Weird way of
honestly,
like.
Honestly, that's what brings like that is one of the reasons I feel like I don't ever like to ask for a veteran's discount or anything like you get the guy that just got out and he's wearing the disabled vet hat walking around, and you're like, bro, like you got out with tinnitus. Like, oh, you got some made up ringing in your ear. Like, back up.
You just didn't raise your hand enough times, motherfucker.
Yeah, exactly, right?
You pressed the button less than me.
You fell off an obstacle course. Like, all these different things, and people are like, yeah, bro, I was the shit. Like, I did 9 years. I'm not badass by any means. Like, I'll get beat up by a chick out here in the streets if I'm not careful. You guys saw what happened to Cat Williams. He got beat up by a little kid.
That was a big-ass 16-year-old, though.
He was big, really saw the in video. Fairness. And Cat Williams was pretty
strong.
In defense, was he really that big, or is Cat Williams that small?
Cat Williams is tiny. Both. He's like eye to eye with Kevin Hart, maybe smaller.
Maybe a normal size 16-year-old. Maybe we're just adding variables
that don't exist. Both. Really small adult, really large child.
And that's that formula is where you can get challenged.
Yeah, it's like Butterbean.
You might not want to
talk
that much shit to that 16-year-old because he hasn't learned how to let some shit roll off his chest yet.
He's not psychologically and socially.
He has no frontal lobe action going on.
There's no cognitive processes.
There's no forward delayed gratification. None of that shit.
Consequence does not exist in this kid's mind. It's all emotion.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Danny, you were talking shit about the discount. Now,
I'm always talking shit. Sorry.
You're good.
That's most of what this is.
Right.
If most of what I claim a veteranism, it's the discount. That's it. It's like, you know, every time, you know, do you do a military discount? Every time.
Okay. Because apparently, this is some shit I don't know unless I have a friend that's a veteran. We can go to Vegas, apparently, and for free sign up with this, like, platinum thing, either gold or platinum membership in Vegas, and, like, have access to Planet Hollywood, Bellagio, the Paris, like those three places and one other. And like, we have automatic like rights to room and like a certain like access to buffets and shit like that. That's not no shit I ever knew about. Did you know about that?
Yeah. Because they think we're retarded and we're going to go there and give them all
hilarious.
Our money.
Hilarious.
Yeah. That's it. I mean,
hey,
that's
who are the dummies?
Who are the ones that don't realize what's happening to them? The veterans.
Nobody brings you anywhere for free so they can service you. You know what I mean? It's like, if they're not getting anything out of it, they're not going to do it.
Oh, so they think we're going to blow a whole bunch of money because it's been happening for so long.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you that know, is to most be reckless.
That does make the most sense, actually.
You don't remember all those briefs we got about gambling addictions and 29 Palms?
Right. Yeah.
It's all the time. That occurred always. Oh, all right. So, Any other parting thoughts on the
dude? Veteran? I can go on for a long ass time. Do it. I can go on for a long time about that. People claiming ADHD. People saying they have anxiety and depression. Oh, people saying
let's go on that. People who claim ADHD. Oh no, no, I plan on doing that. I plan on telling everybody in 2022 what I hate about them. So let's do it.
Well, I mean, look,
that's your resolution.
No resolutions. It's just what I'm gonna do. Resolution is something you don't do. I'm doing this right now.
Resolution, something you don't do.
I just feel like, you know what I'm saying? There's symptoms of ailments or things that you could have. And then there's also but that doesn't mean that those are personality traits either. So it's like to make this, somebody can be like, oh, you're there? Oh, you have this? And then they give you a sign off. Sometimes, just because you don't want nobody digging in your shit, or you've fucking been acting weird, and they're like, dude, what the fuck is going on with you? Are you neurotypical? Or are you just fucking, what the fuck is your problem, right? And so I can see people using that as a crutch to get away with when they're really fucking up. Or is that person going through something? So, again, if you're empathetic, I guess let people slide, but also, that's not an excuse to be a piece of shit. So, I'm on, both sides. I watch people abuse it. Right. And then I watch people that should be like, no, you actually should get checked out.
Did you say old soul?
Say old soul?
Yeah. Sorry. I thought somewhere in there you said old soul. People were like,
I've never said old soul, but
I don't think I heard that.
But you can use that.
Yeah. That's another personality.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. What I'm saying. People say
I'm
like
that.
That people,
that's on your Tinder, isn't it? No, I'm just
like, yeah,
I'm an old soul.
Yeah, I love when people say I'm an old soul, because it's like, what does that even mean? Like, you've been reincarnated. Hold on 1 second. Oh, I'm gonna have to. We'll come back to this. I gotta take a pause. Orange is shit, and he's not napping.
No, you keep that's in. Dude. You keep this in.
I'll keep a child.
Thank you, dude. People want to hear the daddy duties, bro.
All right. Change all right. This diaper.
The baby shit itself. Like, so what else was he gonna do?
I mean, not shit himself. I mean, that's also a possibility.
I mean, is he out of diapers?
No.
Then shut up.
Oh, he pees in the potty. He just doesn't like to poop in the potty.
Hey, I feel it, bro. I feel it.
He's, and I can't say that he's right or I'm wrong.
Because, it probably feels way more comforting, standing up and duking.
Yeah, to go hide in a little corner behind the couch and take a nasty squat. Shit. Yeah. Yeah, no, I got
you. The fact that you're hiding to do it shows that you already know something's wrong, you know?
I think it's a predator prey instinct.
Oh, it's true. Like, I need to, vulnerable.
I better hide. I'm vulnerable. Yeah. My ass all hanging out in the wind.
You think there's the echoes of survivability into hiding when you poop?
Yeah.
Oh, I got that. I like
you that. Heard about that lady that got a heart attack from pushing out all them farts?
Oh, yes. The fart attack.
Yeah. Well, okay. They call it the fart attack.
Well, she's gorgeous.
So okay, she held in a bunch.
FART.
She
she was selling her farts in jars, Fez.
And she's she on. Had it's a girl from 90 Day Fiance, bro. You should know about this.
She was making a bunch of money.
Okay, so which one from 90 Day Fiance?
A hot one.
Okay. I really don't know. She's blonde. I don't know her. Let's Google real time real quick.
Okay. Yes. Because this, we need to take a pause here, and I need to hear more about this story.
Fart heart attack.
Fart.
So 90 Day Fiance Stephanie Motto is done selling farts in a jar after a heart attack.
She's done. I like
she's
how
been
a...
on Forbes. Forbes magazine. 90 Day Fiance sells her farts in a jar, years. Then suffers health scare.
So,
after trying to fart too much, huh?
It's called the Valsalva maneuver, and it's a common cause of a heart attack. So when people most often have a heart attack when they're shitting because they're straining too hard. So my guess is she was doing that. And I don't know how exactly the mechanism of it works.
What is this thing called? Could you say that again? What is it?
Valsalva, V-A-L, S-A-L-V-A. Maneuver.
Dude, I can't hear you.
Yeah, just a typical Valsalva maneuver.
You can't hear me at all?
Valsalva maneuver.
No, Val. V. Victor.
Val. Valsalva maneuver.
Victor. Alpha. Lima.
Sierra. Valsalva.
Alpha. Lima. Victor. Alpha. Are you Googling it? I thought you were Googling it.
Let me type it. Val.
But I read that it was also like she was eating really fucking terribly.
Yes, to get the farts.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, hey, listen, you put the chemicals in the ground to make the plants grow. I mean, that's just agriculture. That's what she was doing.
Oh my gosh, Valsalva maneuver. This is nuts. So do people do this so that you can stop yourself from doing that to make yourself better? Or
No. So first off, one of the biggest things is our country. Most old people are on opioids.
Okay, which makes you constipated. Okay.
Yeah, so so this is another tidbit of information I should never know. There's a constipation criteria called Rome criteria, like the R-O-M-E. And one of the Rome 3 criteria for constipation is when 25% or more of the time you have to mechanically move your poop from your body. So that I don't know what mechanically moves, but maybe through enema or through putting your finger in your butthole and digging it out. There's a lot of that. So also part of that Rome criteria is straining when pooping. So that Valsalva maneuver, you're straining really hard when you poop. You're old. You already have issues. You have heart attacks.
Jesus.
Yeah. Wild stuff. I'm glad I can bring the random facts to this podcast sometimes. So, anyway. A
little medical insight.
A little insight. I mean, I also have, my wife is one of the most intelligent people I know.
I thought this was going somewhere else. Also, what happened to my wife?
No. She's super intelligent. And she always tells me all that kinds of random stuff. You know, she like don't strain when you poop because you can have a heart attack. I'm like, oh, really? That's random. So,
I mean, I never knew that.
Yeah. All right. So we were before I dealt with the Dukes. We were talking about old souls as a personality.
Can pause real quick? Is there a scratchy sound in the back of everybody else's, or is that just me?
Yeah, I hear it right now. It stopped. Uh-oh. Was there a guilty party?
Do you keep going hearing it right now?
No, it stopped. I hear it now.
Now I hear it.
Okay.
It stopped.
Do you stop hearing it now?
Yes. No scratchy.
And then you keep hearing it now?
No. I can hear a little better.
Do I have these old ass headphones that I have? I think that it could be that.
I was gonna say it's like,
Actually, yes, I would like to. Yes, Katrina's letting me use her, so let's see if they help it.
All right,
I'm about to go get some new ones today. So,
oh dang, living that fancy life, living that good life.
Actually, are aux ports, so I'm gonna take one of the ports. Yes.
I like how calm Mark is when he talks.
Right?
No, it's okay. Go on, it's okay.
It's just so soothing.
Yeah, I mean, we just gotta listen to it. Yes.
I know you've been looking you love the drama pat. I'm like, no, I just
kind of funny because that's his person. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you're like,
those are great. He's yes,
comfortable. Yes. Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. That's wonderful.
And just so people know, this is Mark off of the podcast.
Thanks, wow, those are loud. Beautiful. Hello.
What up?
Woo, do you hear me?
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
This is like
is the microphone rubbing on your beard or something?
Oh, okay. I've pulled it away from my beard.
That's great. Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds like scratching on your mic.
Oh, I do have a luscious, beautiful beard right now, so that could have been that too.
Yeah, that's way better.
I mean, luscious. Are we really going with that far?
You haven't seen it, so before you judge me.
I just saw your headshots.
Yeah, you just sent them.
So what was that? What was that to you?
So what was it?
I mean,
tell me I'm beautiful, Fez.
For a compliment, Fez.
No, I'm just saying. There was a silence from everyone. Just like, we're not telling you shit.
All right. It's a solid beard. I was just teasing
you. Okay, thanks, man. Hey, yeah. I can't wait till you can grow yours out. Do you grow a beard?
Oh, dude, I grew a beard in high school. I used to buy...
Oh, you're Mexican, man. Fuck yeah. Yeah, mustache at 2 years old.
Yeah.
You see Fez 30 minutes without shaving?
Right, yeah. So you're gonna be nuts, bro. It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I wanted to talk about the Olympic Project. So because the Olympic Project, apparently here in Washington State, the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife has instituted an actual team for like Bigfoot research. Why the fuck are we spending money to go and research and look for Bigfoot if they're like, that means there's something that's got to be there, right?
I mean, so,
I thought you were going to say, isn't there more important things we should be spending money on, like schools or something?
Well,
but
no,
she went, there's
got to
be something
fine.
There.
Like, Fez could very well be a descendant of one of these creatures.
You are hilarious for taking it that route. That was great, what you just did.
Well, here's what I'll say. It's a weird thought. Like, okay, we look at monkeys. There's a billion types of monkeys out there. We look at birds. There's a million types of birds out there. And then we think about humans. And there's only like just Homo sapiens. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's weird to me think that our thought is like, oh, Neanderthal existed and then they went away and then humans existed, or Homo sapiens before Neanderthals was Cro-Magnon. I have a belief that Homo sapiens just murdered all. I mean, we already kill everything that doesn't look like us.
True.
I'm pretty certain, but I think we
probably murdered them by not giving them pussy or fucking them anymore. So yeah. We just started
you
looking better and
ugly.
Better. And they just were like, we'd rather not. I think that you just, and it became recessive because no one wanted to fuck them anymore. Imagine being the last, like, Homo erectus.
Square-headed people.
The last big jaw, strong forearm.
I feel like you guys are attacking me. Like, it's 100%.
Or imagine they're the last kind of whatever monkey Fez is.
Well, guess what? My progeny has continued. So
hey, you pass your genes. I can't knock it.
Strong bloodline.
That's right. Keeping the Neanderthals alive, one child at a time.
No, you get laid though. So
I'm not
obviously
trying to be that guy, but I think there's a lot more. I don't know what the proper nomenclature nor term would be, but I think there is a lot more types of Homo sapien than just the. I mean, we're consistently like still finding them to these days. Like I remember 4 or 5 years back, they found a new new mankind species, whatever they call it, in the Philippines or Thailand or something. And then yeah, just recently,
the Dragon Man.
I mean, the Dragon Man may have been one of them.
No, he was just a huge person.
Oh,
his head was like, I think it was 2.5 times the size of ours. So they just assumed that.
They were
proportionally
gigantic.
He would have been 2.5 times larger than most people, so like, you know, a person that was
nine
most likely
tall or something.
Yeah, 9 foot to 12 foot tall is the estimation. It's a big dude. Like Shaq would look little. It would basically look like, you know, like the picture of Shaq next to Kevin Hart,
right?
That would be Shaq next to these people.
But I'm saying like what Fez is saying does kind of make a lot of sense too. Like, we just like to kill shit that we don't like. Or like you're saying, Mark, you know, it also could be weeded out. Like, who knows? Like, we've already painted this picture of like what beauty in America is, right? For like the longest amount of time, it's the whole fucking European, like blonde hair, blue eye thing. And up until recent, like everything else was not thought to be that way. You know what I mean? So like maybe it's a combination of the two. I think like for sure, if we can like go around killing millions of people because they're like, these people are Jews, like who's to say we wouldn't have like gone around and killed all the furry people because they were like getting the most pussy.
I would hope that the story wasn't that they were getting the most pussy, because that is wild. But also, but I mean, I, who knows? Yes, that's a possibility. There's room in my brain for that to be a narrative, you know? My thought is that one of them like ate a kid or something, and then everyone was like, all these motherfuckers gotta go, you know?
Fuck these orangutan looking motherfuckers.
These smooth ass orangutan motherfuckers stealing my girl.
A bunch of Fabios running around, and
oh, if they were all like Fabio, oh yeah, we're murdering them.
You know, you got all these people; they're all like Fabioed out, and they're just beating the brakes off everything.
Long, luscious hair.
Yeah, you got all the little guys; they're going to band together. We're going to get rid of Fabio.
Yeah, but if there's a bunch of Fabios, then they would just make a nation and then murder everyone else. So,
well, maybe they're
that's what the Homo sapiens are now. Maybe we're the Fabios of back in the day. It's hard to say that,
dude. You were willing to flip and take this anywhere. Actually, we're the Fabios.
I'll argue anything, bitch.
I actually love that for you. I kind of feel that way sometimes.
What? That I'm the Fabio monkey?
No, that I will argue things a lot.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
It's just because, like, I don't know what's right or wrong ever. So, like, I'll just argue either point.
I'm down with that. And you know, I know we've said it numerous times. Most of the shit we're saying, we get like a half a percent of the information, and we give full on narratives to what we think. Sometimes there's very few things that I'm very confident about. Like, obviously, how to have a heart attack while shitting is something I know. But most of the times, I hear what you guys say, and I'm like, this is what I think about what was just said.
You know what's funny? When you just said that, I had this random thought. What if we were to one day kind of experiment and take, like, you read a random ass headline, and then one of us has to build a story off of the headline. And then we actually read like a clip of the article and see what it was actually about.
That was genius.
Yeah, that's a great idea, honestly.
I'm all more than likely thinking looking at the headlines right now.
Oh my God.
I think it's a creative process.
I think if we build on top of each other's stories, I think we could come up with some wild shit. Because there's a game that I used to play, you know, it's really fun. It's like with the kids. It's like we start with a line and, you know, and then you have like the what if, the branch of things. So like, and then... Then three people will give their idea, and then the person that just gave the narrative picks one of them, and then that person has to continue the story. And then they hit a branching point, and then three more narratives, and they pick one, and somebody else picks up the story.
So it's a Goosebumps book.
I know Goosebumps were solidly straight through. I think what you're thinking is Choose Your Own Destiny type books.
Yeah. Didn't they do that with Goosebumps?
No, Goosebumps were solidly through.
Oh, I thought I had Choose Your Own Adventure ones too.
Not any of them that I read. There could have been some of them.
Okay.
I mean,
those books though, where you got to choose like what you could do and to think about like creative. Anyway, I got what you're saying. I like.
Yeah. No, those are fun. No, I think that'd be it'd be an awesome idea. We should try that. Like, pick a bunch of headlines to mess with each other.
I'm down.
That would be good.
I saw this one that just said giant telescope grows in space. So I'm just telling you that's the one I'm using. Because what the hell? Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Are you guys all back at work right now? Did everyone go back yet? Or
yeah.
I got the Rona.
I was going to ask, is Omicron affecting you guys? You got the Rona right now?
Yeah. To be honest, I don't know. I couldn't get in, but because you can't even get in to get somewhere tested, and they're sold out of like all the home kits here.
I've heard.
I can't get in till Tuesday, which is kind of shitty. But yeah, basically, I sweat my balls off for an entire night. Like, sweat so much that, like, you know, the down, the feathers inside of your comforter?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I like got them so wet that there was like no loft in my blanket when I woke up in the morning. And then like I felt like death for one day. And then the next day I just kind of had a headache, sore throat. And now I'm just, I don't know if it's that noticeable, but I'm all nasally. I already sound fucking weird anyway. But yeah. And then that was pretty much it. I've just been pounding water and sleeping a shit ton.
Squidwardly.
Squidward. Even more so like Squidward.
Yes.
So, okay, you've been out, and how long has it been? It's been like 4 days? It's been since the first or like the third?
No, so this kicked in, what's today? Sunday. This kicked in Thursday. So Thursday I was at work. I started working. You know me, I'm kind of a bitch, but like I got like really achy, and I'm like, wow, this is worse than this. Yeah, I was like, this isn't like I'm tired. This is like I'm kind of fucked up. And then literally that night, by the time I went home, I got off work at 2:30. By the time like 6 o'clock rolled around, I was like cold sweats, just fucking shivering in bed. And then I mean, went to sleep for probably 20 hours and then woke up and I was feeling better already.
Jesus, 20 hours.
I slept my ass off.
That's a thing. Sleeping for 20 hours? Dude, nuts.
It was rough. But like, I'm not tipped. Like, you know how everybody makes fun of dudes for being like all really whiny? Like, I know Fez said that he's pretty whiny when he's sick. I'm kind of the opposite. I'm like, leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to deal with you. Just like because I'm not the nicest, you know.
That sounds kind of whiny.
No, that's just another way level to express the whininess.
Yeah,
is being bitchy.
Yes,
it's being bitchy.
It's like I'm not whiny, but I am bitchy.
Yes.
No, I'm not, just like saying,
irritable.
Like,
I just become very grouchy.
Yeah, I'm just like, just leave me here to suffer. I'll come out of hiding when it's over.
Oh yeah, no, when I'm
all right, I like become a needy fuck.
I think it's I have the ability to not have to deal with stuff. So I'm like, hey, can you get me a glass of water? Can you get me this? Can you get me that? And I'm just lay in bed and recover.
Yeah, I don't even get that shit because I'm like too lazy to.
Yeah, I just like to recover faster.
Are y'all back? Well, dude, I hope you feel better. I hope.
Dude, honestly, I do. And with my kidney being like, if that was Opticom, Megatron, whatever, I'm fine. Like, I feel good now knowing that, like, with the bum kidney and whatnot, if that was all that it took, I don't need no, what are they calling it? The Fauci ouchie? I don't need a Fauci ouchie, bro.
Wow. Okay.
Is that what the vaccine's being called now?
Yeah, it's called the Fauci ouchie. If it's not, I just made it.
No, I think it has been hurt. I'm going to just give that to you, man. Great. That's a wonderful rhyme.
Thanks, bro. Bars.
No problem, man. You're so original. Okay, but Fez, you back at work?
Yeah.
How is it?
Normal.
Is there like talk of the Omicron, or are you guys doing any type of like, oh man, this one's you know really contagious? Is there any like even talk like that, or is it just?
No. Everybody I work with got sick like back in between August to November of last year. So,
but they're all vaccinated, right? So they're okay.
No one was vaccinated back then. That was before the vaccine.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Not a year. Sorry. 2 years ago already. Holy shit.
But I'm talking about the new one. I'm specifically talking about Omicron. Have you guys been feeling this? I guess more.
No, everybody's saying that the Omicron is not even bad. Uh-huh. The people who've gotten sick are like,
I think what Mark is saying, Fez, is more the effects of what Omicron's doing globally, nationally, locally, regionally, more so than like the actual ailment.
Itself. Exactly. Yes.
Nothing.
Like, because in Washington, like, our grocery chains are all fucked up. Everything's out of the grocery stores. You can barely get toilet. Like, it's everything's fucked up.
Your supply chains is fucked
delays.
Up. Delays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on top of it,
expensive as fuck.
Yeah. And on top of it, with all the shipping delays because of all the winter storms and freezing and all that, like everything's been fucked. But you're in warm, sunny ass.
Yeah.
Fucking nobody gives a fuck, Sierra Vista.
Yeah. I think the big difference is I'm not surrounded by bitches. And it's a lot different. I think you know, no one's really having an issue. I do feel like anxiety and panic. Like we're not necessarily herd animals, but we respond in that way. Like where people, like if one person gets panicky, you meet like, or like if you're in a vehicle with somebody who's stressed out while you're driving, like there could be nothing going on and you're automatically stressed. Somebody else is panicked.
Totally.
causes you, you know, your panic to rise. And I get that. But that, once again, I stand by my statement. I'm not surrounded by bitches. Not everybody's not panicky. So
yeah, no, yeah. I mean, people, you know, whole emotional and mental state is one thing. And I did, that was slightly asked about that. But also, I just wanted to know if you guys are experiencing, like, are people saying, hey, I got it and staying out of work? Or is, like, work like, and or is your supply chains fucked up? Like, you go into work and, I mean, into grocery store and, like, it's light eggs or, like, not that much bacon or anything like that.
For us, it's that way.
People have been like, hey, I got exposed to COVID. Are you, you know, like, you okay with me being by it? I'm like, yeah, come on by. And nothing. Zero. Wow. People who've been exposed, come on over. Doesn't bother us. We've all have had it. So, and you know, I still go by the fact of, is my body beat a stronger, fuller disease than what but the also, vaccines.
Also, that is true. Also, it probably is because Sierra Vista population is so light, right?
That's true. And that's something that no one wants to talk about as well. It's like, everyone's like, stop the spread, stop the spread. I was like, well, then spread out. Move out of large cities.
We
like,
are stopping the spread because we're not close. That's right.
I am responsible by not living in the city. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's, you know, obviously, I don't really get to choose where I live because of, the, you know, my job.
The nature of your job.
Yeah, the nature of my job. But in the reality of it is, there are places that, you know, if a new disease comes, they should panic. Like, there was that whole thing on World of Warcraft where there was a disease that was introduced into the city. I don't know if you guys ever heard about this study.
No.
I think you talked about this before.
If not, I'll go ahead and just talk about it again. But basically, there was an end-level raid, which basically you guys had, you know, the people who've been playing, their characters are all maxed, their gear is all maxed. And they would go against this boss that would put a damage over time. And somebody, if they had a pet, they could dismiss their pet. And if they would bring it out in the city, the pet would still have that disease. And it would like wipe out entire populations because that it was a proximity. Like if you got too close to somebody, you would also get that disease. So it wasn't even like you had to do anything. So it showed that everybody left large cities and went like out questing into smaller, you know, areas that you were going to encounter somebody. And if you did see someone from far away, you could avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
So it gave us a real idea of the psychology of response to communicable diseases or infectious diseases. So I think it's really important to talk about like all these people who want vaccinated. I think one of the risk factors are, do you live in an apartment building? If so,
right.
You're more at risk than somebody who lives in a house.
That's already a thing. You are breathing the same air as other people. You know what I'm saying? You guys are all that type of shit. So that's the whole thing.
That's what I'm trying to say is, you know, 100% solution is never a solution. Mm-hmm. So everybody should get vaccinated. It's like, well, I don't encounter that many people. Like even right now in my home, the breath of four people I have, you know, like contact with every single day. So everything we breathe is everything. I'm not breathing somebody else's, an AC system or heating system. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot different. So like you got people in New York who are like, oh, everybody in the Midwest is so stupid. Don't they know how contagious this disease is? Like, do you not understand that you're in a different situation? Situationally dependent is what you should be thinking. And somebody in Florida, most people don't live in apartments. They live in houses. So
yeah, there's different landscapes. There's whole different situations. It's very true.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason why I want to ask why, what does it look like for you guys? And that's interesting. That's cool. It can feel totally different. Also like, you know, comedy wise, there's like so many people, you know, shutting down shows and things like that. But then you see other guys that are like adding dates to their tour. Right. Or like, say, we just do on another one or we're doing another one here. So like, yeah, if you're going to Arizona, or if you're going to Minnesota, or you know what I'm saying, you might be going to Oklahoma or something like that. Yeah, those people are probably like, please come. Like, you know.
Or you got a comedian who's 25 years old, has already had, Corona, and is like, yeah, I already beat it. And they're not concerned. And there's another comedian who's 60 years old. And it's like,
well, you should be angry at him because he could kill Ethel.
Wow.
Yeah. We've already discussed how much
you should have let him live his life.
We've already discussed how much we hate old people. But, you know, that was funny.
I think that the vaccine is kind of like this, gives some people the same mindset as having a designated driver. There's a study done, like people who have a designated driver often feel like they don't have to have any responsibility, and they get way more drunk than they ever would if they had to get a cab or they had to get an Uber. They're like, no, someone's going to take care of me. So they get completely drunk. I feel like some people with the vaccine are like, oh, I got the vaccine, so I'm more safe than you, even though we know that you can get infections and you still need to wear your mask and all these other things. So I do think that there's a psychological irresponsible mechanism towards people who are vaccinated versus unvaccinated people.
I have not seen that at all. I don't see what do you mean? Like they're going out more?
They feel that they're safe and you're not. I'm a safe person. I've been vaccinated. I can be out, but you unvaccinated piece of shit, you stay home.
And so I don't see that attitude in the least bit.
You don't.
I don't talk to people enough about vaccines to get anybody's opinion.
Yeah. Well, but I don't think that
it's been 3 years, man. Like, I'm done talking to people about it. I'm like, okay, do what you want.
I'm just saying, in certain environments, like people who are vaccinated are allowed to do stuff that unvaccinated people can't do,
which is garbage. Yeah, I can't do a bunch of shit, but also part of me is like, well, fuck you for telling me I can't.
I'm pretty certain you guys have seen exactly what I'm saying, where you have to have a vaccine card to go to a restaurant.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that
they're acting.
You know
what I'm going to do? I'm going to be a piece of shit, and I guess
what I'm trying to say is, and just go with me on this, there's a prevalent thought that if you're vaccinated, you're safe to go out to these places.
But your initial thing was that they're acting like the designated driver and they would get more drunk, which means the B to that, or the such would have been that those people that are vaccinated can do more, but no, really they're just going out and living their life, but they're not like, I can do more as in like living harder or living more dangerously. They're just going back out.
But okay. I would argue the opposite of what you're saying, Fez. I think the people that feel like they don't need a vaccine are the ones that are still like, well, I'm going to go and do whatever. I think the people that are like scared and are like, fuck, I better go get a vaccine, are still taking more precautions than people that are unvaccinated because they don't care.
Having a vaccine card to go to a restaurant, that already implies that people who are vaccinated are doing stuff that's considered dangerous for unvaccinated.
By the government, yes.
But yeah, that's, maybe it's not.
I'm talking about individuals though. Like, I've met a ton of people that have it and also don't. I'm like, yeah, I haven't got it. I got like kidney issue, and they're like, well, you know, like it makes sense. And then other people are like, well, you know, even if you didn't have a kidney issue, would you? And I'm like, probably not. Not once it was forced on. Like, not once it became mandated. But also, that's just part of the way I am. I'm like, fuck you. You're not gonna tell me what to do.
I get what you're saying though. All I'm saying is that there is an inherent risk saying that you're safer with one thing, even though it hasn't been proven to be that much.
Yeah, I don't think. I think that the government has. I think the government's already botched this thing so fucking bad that like you start off by like giving a bunch of information when you don't know anything. It's already stupid. Like I know people panic and they're like, "We need leadership. We need to know what's going." It's already fucking dumb to talk about something you don't know anything about. And that's exactly what we did. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. Only if you're sick. Like, we didn't know what the fuck we were doing, but we still wanted to tell people what to do. And that's dumb.
Well, that's why I think
going to rush off to get a vaccine immediately is also fucking stupid. Because look, there's a new strain that can't be stopped by it. And it's like, how do you know that, like, introducing that to your system now is not going to make you unable to fight more dangerous strains down
the road? Yes. And that's something that like I've talked a bunch of times. I think maybe not on this podcast, but like the scientific method is the start of the scientific method is I've seen this and I don't know why. But we have never this entire time, the government has never said, we don't know something. They're like, no, we know it. You're stupid. We got this. I'm a scientist. You don't know it. You're stupid. I'm a doctor. You don't know it. You're stupid. And that's just not how science has ever worked. Like the entire scientific revolution, never existed.
Well, then came the era of the Trumpy Bear politics. You know what I mean? No, I feel like that's when science started getting discredited.
Well, no, that's the thing. That's not, I would agree with you a little bit on that, the Trumpy Bear stuff. I'm talking about for the Corona stuff and the vaccines. Like, when you see something that doesn't make sense, instead of going, yeah, that you're right, this doesn't make sense, we should look into this. There's like, it's effective, you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, just defending it.
There's a, yeah, straight up defensive. And that's never been the scientific method. And that's not Trumpy Bear or Biden. It has been the scientific and medical community.
I didn't realize you were talking about the vaccine itself.
I'm talking, yeah, the vaccine itself. And honestly, the COVID itself. There was conjectures that were just, you know, like thrown out there as if it was fact. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's like that the whole scientific process is to make an observation and either prove it or disprove it. That's it. And the to disprove something has been the evil. In,
well, is, I would say here right now, we could the idea first off, news has been fake for a good minute, no matter from whose side, right? News has been a lot of bullshit, but Trump did do something and started this whole thing of fake news, you know what I'm saying? And like saying fake news and like discrediting everything that ever comes anywhere, even if there were sources and or not, you know. And there was people that actually had whole peer reviews of people that went to school for it forever that are saying, hey, this is how far we've researched so far, right? Because of that idea of fake news and or fake everything, everyone was confused. Everyone was that. So a guy that fucking doesn't have a right to be saying anything, shouldn't even be typing on a computer, could be like, well, I did my research versus a guy that fucking has been to school for specifically this for a year. Whether they're saying, hey, I'm a scientist, this is how far we've studied it so far, so this is why we can trust and put this thing out, or they are saying, no, you guys are stupid, you know, which both is true. You guys
remember, you remember when you had to go and like look into an encyclopedia to get knowledge because there was no internet?
That like, was a thing.
You didn't have a bunch of motherfuckers that walked around like, well, I know this about this and this. All of a sudden, people have the internet and they've read every fucking encyclopedia book all of a sudden.
There was people that were full of shit back in the day and you just didn't have the ability to disprove them. Yeah, but then there was the actual
intelligent people that could disprove. Like, you didn't need to pull up some fact. Like, just like now, you know somebody's lying. You don't have to pull up your internet if you know what you're talking about.
And real quick though, there is a level of research that does exist that is it's a meta-analysis. It's taking a bunch of stuff, and we take it as firsthand knowledge of what's going on.
Yeah,
that firsthand knowledge could absolutely be incorrect.
Yeah,
and on both sides, this occurs. So the fact is like, oh, like, you know, like a lot of times I see doctors like, oh, I've read 100 studies. Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the reality is you've been told by a bunch of people one thing.
Right.
You haven't done the research.
But the fact that analytical research exists means that there's a lot of people who saying that they've researched on both sides, Bubba, you know, the dummy, as well as the doctor who's done, you know, obviously the doctor has a much better idea of what peer-reviewed, what abstract is you know, has the biases that you don't want to see, a better example of sampling, and all of this other, you know, these variables. I agree, but it doesn't mean that they know what the fuck's going on until you actually observe it.
Right.
And there's a lot of this that occurs. There's a, like, most of the researches that we see isn't a first-hand research of anything. And the other fact of it is a lot of people aren't being allowed to do firsthand research of certain things, like the whole the hydroxychloroquine. When Trump said it, it immediately became taboo, and that science has never disregarded. That's not what science does. Science asks a question and proves or disproves it. The fact that scientists now disregard means that they're not scientists. They're not philosophers like the way science has always been. What do we not know? That's it.
Yeah, fuck scientists.
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole, all of that, it's only as far, everything is like only as far as what we know so far. That's all of it. So everything that we stood on, a lot of the shit is theories, or it's like virtually proved, but all that shit is off of things. Am I wrong? Off of like studies. So it's just like,
So there's a perpetuation of wrong studies. For example, you talk about the whole thought of the Aryan race. And I don't know if you guys know the sources of the Aryan race, but basically went back way like to the start of colonialism, where doctors like, hey, white people are smarter than blacks, browns, Asians. So that's the way this is. And that study was perpetuated. And firsthand research wasn't done until like the 1900s to disprove that. It was believed, it was a popular European belief, even through Nazism. And we don't want to admit that science had a huge influence into the rise of the Nazi power, because nobody wanted to disprove anything. And that's what happens when science isn't disproved or tested.
Man, you know, that's fire. That's fire, damn. Actually. Yeah, dangerous. Science has fucked up several times. So, like,
science is an algorithm. Science doesn't fuck up. Science is a test.
Use the method. Scientists.
Yes, you know? Correct.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, like, that's like saying the Bible has caused a lot of deaths. But it's like, but it's not been the Bible. But I'm just saying that is one book that these people that have used. But if you, depending on how you read it, you can do a lot of damage. Okay, cool. That guy, the QAnon shaman. You remember this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Got 41 months, right? Okay, so
okay. I don't know who the QAnon shaman is.
Okay, remember
the guy with the January 6th,
the Viking horns, the fucking blue face.
Oh, the January 6th, the insurrection.
Yes, okay. Yes.
He's the QAnon shaman.
Okay. Alex Jones gave him that name, which is hilarious. And Alex Jones was like talking him up, like, you know, like, this guy, you know, like fucking, this is God, this is tyranny, this is fighting it, right at the peace. And like it was, you know, a lot of people were hyped up by the dude. He got 41 months. And I don't know if you guys ever watched Channel 5 News or All Gas, No Breaks at all, but it's a, you know, journalism. It's like free journalism. I don't like to call anything objective, but this dude just isn't connected to anybody as far as we know so far. And you know, he also does these really funny edits, but like he goes out and gets these really good interviews. He did like something in Minnesota when they were doing the riots. He's done like, he did the NASCAR shit when they were doing Let's Go Brandon. All of these things, right? He's on the ground floor and gets interviews of what the people are saying. He got an interview from QAnon Shaman, right? So he said, hey man, like, what's up, man? Why are you thinking like this? So that dude explained all of QAnon really fast, a really quick one. And not to go like super deep into that, but like talking about overall how he feels things have been happening, how he feels things have happened in the last few years, and just like the way he feels things have happened, but also overall conclusions that they came to in that, right? And of course feeling like, oh man, I don't know if anything happened because I was supposed to be the storm that we were saying. It sounds, people have the right to be confused. Even hearing what that dude said, it's like, yeah, you sound stupid, but also I could totally see how you think that from like what we've seen in the last years. Every conspiracy that they've done, all of that shit, of course we're at this point right now.
That's the thing. It's a conspiracy is, you know, obviously conspiring is at the base of the word, and it's you believe it, and oftentimes like, oh, it's a conspiracy theory. There's a very biased term in there where it's like, this isn't true. It's a conspiracy theory. But when too many of these prove to be true, it makes you question the government and the media. And too often when the media intentionally lies or never redacts a false statement, there's like, they never want to apologize. It makes you really look for somebody who's truthful, who you are not truthful, someone you trust. And oftentimes I feel like it's put into the wrong things, like QAnon.
That's what happened. That's exactly what happened. They roped in MKUltra. They roped in Tuskegee. They roped in, you know, the fucking, what was that, paperclip. They roped in all of that underneath that and just like fucked with everyone's head. Jeez. And you just explained it, like saying that, like that what is that, perpetual science? How that just like added on.
Perpetuating junk science.
It's just like that is.
And that's and that's the thing too. Like when people's like, well, this is based off scientific research. Like, but oftentimes one guy cites one guy who cites one guy who cites one guy who cites one guy and gets all the way back to the beginning. Yeah, you play telephone and then you look back, you're like, oh, this study was done in like 1900. There's so many examples.
Now the margin of error is terrible from the first one. So let's see what laws we made now off of that. laws we made off of things you just built on.
Yes, and that's it. That's like all I'm saying is like sometimes we need to go back to the base of the thing and it's like redo the test, determine if it's true. Like we keep trying to build these great ideas on faulty foundations and it's just not working. And I think that's the whole thing with COVID. We did, you know, just like you guys said, we had limited information. Absolutely agree. We had limited information on the vaccines. Absolutely agree. There showed some efficacy. And, you know, the mRNA, the gene therapy, awesome. Awesome, like very intelligent stuff. Man, but when it was determining that it wasn't effective, they don't look at natural immunity.
And I have a feeling that like this, just like coding is kind of like something that's easy for kids of a young age to do right now. Would have, you know, the way cells work and the way viruses work become way easier for like, it becomes actual common knowledge of how we have an understanding of that, you know, where we have a breakthrough in technology where we can actually see something working as it happens. Like we can't see right now, you know, damage in somebody's brain until they die. We can't tell that they have CTE. We can look at MRIs, but we can't like on a deep level see, like pick apart somebody's brain the way that we could until they actually die, right? So it was so easy to just tell, like these guys had the studies, but either they were totally right and nobody could listen because of social media, or they were totally wrong.
I hope that, you know, 50 years from now, people are smart enough to give our generation a little bit of a pass. Unlike our generation doesn't give any other generation a pass. Hold on one second. These kids. I gotta see what's going on real quick.
It wouldn't sound that bad if the way it bounces off the wall.
Yeah. It sounds like you're at the zoo.
It sounds like the zoo, bro. It does.
Did he get out of the cage? Let him get out of the cage. Go, Warren.
The acoustics is telling a story. I'm imagining.
How much of this have you guys heard? Like, has it been the entire time?
Oh, pretty, yes. We've been hearing for a while.
Sorry. You guys have stuff.
It's okay. I mean, it's life. That's what you're, that's what. You've been saying, like, super intelligent shit, and then it'll be a scream in between.
Okay. Go. Yeah. Vinny. Okay. Yeah. Go. Hang out. Sorry. Yeah. I don't know. I listen to things, and, God, somebody said that my thought process is I've never read anything about Voltaire, but someone said like my thought process is the same thing. And he was a philosopher way back in the day. He said one of the things that's important is to figure out what they won't let you talk about and who you can't insult, and then you'll find out the powers that control you.
That is something I've been hearing lately. Find out who you can't criticize. You'll find out who's got you in control. It's very true.
And that's like Voltaire from a long time ago. And that, I feel like a lot of us have.
Wait, say that again.
I don't know that this is, like I said, I'm paraphrasing as best I can, but basically it's like, it's find out who you can't talk about or who you can't insult, and you'll find out who has control over you.
Bro, I just read, Jesus, man. You know, look, I just typed in that quote. That's all I did. Okay. I just want to say that's all I did. Okay. And I looked it up because I've been saying that and I've been hearing people say that lately. And okay, so I've heard it a few times and it's like, wow, that's interesting. And it makes you go down a path. So this guy, K. Kevin Alfred Strom, and I looked at it and it says that's a true ruler. It's called the true ruler's quotation. To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you're not allowed to criticize. Has been falsely attributed to Voltaire, the French Enlightenment philosopher. The phrase, however, has it originated from an essay Strom published in 1993, All America Must Know the Terror Is Upon Us, right? And he is a white nationalist, neo-Nazi, Holocaust denier.
Nice, man.
So I just had to type it in. I had to type it up.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Look you know what? I have never not claimed that I wasn't a piece of shit.
Hey, that doesn't. You know what? It's just always good to live Google some shit. It's just great.
You know, I tell you, I honestly, it doesn't bother me because it's one of those things. Like, we should be able to discuss everything. If we have
What a cool line, right? And then you put it to some French philosopher, right? How cool? And then we keep on saying that, and then we just keep on shitting on people.
That's right.
Signing off. Shitting on people. You know, why can't I criticize? I'm gonna say what I want to say. Whatever person that may have been downtrodden forever, and then now, fuck, you're quoting a Nazi. Jesus.
Here's the crazy thing. here's the crazy thing about it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Is that exactly what I said about science? Is us not
is that?
Into it.
Yes.
That's what it is. I just perpetuated incorrectly.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you've called me out, this is what's happening in science. Like, you're wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. I'm the person who looked this up. You don't know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening
now, bitch.
Yeah. No. that's not what I'm saying at all, Danny. What I'm saying is with the COVID vaccine is after I got this proven, I'm not doubling down.
Well, okay. Okay. Yeah, you're not at all. You're not doing that.
I'm wrong. And that's all people want is for someone to say, hey, we are wrong. We're changing it. Not at the time, the science was this, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, straight up, just tell me, hey, we fucked it up. That's right? What we want to hear. We want to know that the people at the top are fucking human.
But do you think everybody wants to hear that? Because I think some people genuinely want, they're like so scared, they want to feel like everything's under control and they don't want to hear like.
That is a thing as well.
And I'm sorry. We need fucking, you know, social Darwinism. I'm just saying, I don't know if that's a correct thing, but. Some people, I mean, if we're so scared that we can't handle the truth, I don't think we should live.
I agree.
That's it. Like, if you tell me the truth, like, you know, this, we've all dealt with like life and death situations and we've all, you know, made errors. We've all made targeting errors. We've all done these different things. And it's like, hey, if you're in that and it's a 9 line or whatever, and they're go back to going for attack and you catch your error, you go, stop, you know, or sorry, I can't remember the term, but basically it's a, you know, cease everything. And then you man up and you say, hey, we messed it up. Let's go again. And people are going to be mad at you, but you accept it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And no one is making that, hey, stop. What I said, you know, a month ago is completely wrong. This is what I said. This is why it was wrong. Here we are now. That would be wonderful. That would be a breath of fresh air, but we don't do that.
We didn't get a lot of that. Well, yeah, we didn't get a lot of that. Also, these people that are still people too, they were walking around. It's just, man, right. That was what you said.
And then here's another truism that I don't think is true.
Okay.
That people are scared animals. Like, I don't think that if you tell us the truth, we're all going to fucking panic and die. And I get the whole toilet paper thing is, you know, an example, but people didn't kill each other. People didn't panic to the mode where we're, you know, turned on each other.
I punched a few old ladies, I'll be honest.
And good, because as I said, they're probably racist. But the best part was is they actually crossed the street when they saw you, so you had to run across the
park. Oh, I had to run and go get it. They thought I was going to save them, but.
Yeah, they're like, oh, thank you, young man. Ba-blow! Don't you cross the street, you Ethel.
And then give me that toilet paper.
I just think that if there's one thing that humans are is we're adaptable. Give us bad news, we're going to be sad for a bit, but we're not going to be sad forever. It'll move on. And I just think that, like, there's a weird thought, like, you can't tell people anything because there's sheep and they'll panic and everybody, it'll be chaos and pandemonium.
I think geographically we're just in way different areas. Cause I do think if you said some shit like that in Seattle, everybody would lose their shit.
And is it a bad thing?
I'm surrounded by a bunch of like soy boy beta males. You know what I mean? Okay. So I do think that.
Yeah, let's take this line of reasoning. So, okay, we say that, hey, if you don't do A, everybody's going to die. What do you think is going to happen?
I mean, that would make it a lot better for the people that aren't afraid.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to say. Is like, it'll make it better for the people that aren't afraid, and guess what will happen?
You're going to run out of toilet paper and food, and all the people that have money now that are scared are going to start buying up all the resources. I mean, look at ammunition, look at groceries, look at all of the things that you would need if you're freaking the fuck out. And that is all the shit that is at an all-time high right now.
Very true.
Yeah, and what has it cost? That's what I'm saying. Like if in your city, you tell everybody like, hey,
I think Mark and I have a different perspective. You were surrounded by Marines. You go out and you kill people. Everybody that you interact with has the mindset of we want to go and fucking kill people.
But also
me and Mark also are in cities where everybody's fucking sensitive. Like
also I just though think we have a very you guys are connected to all of the guns and years of food of stability kind of shit. So like automatically it's like we know that you'll be going to a bunker type situation and armed, you know?
Yeah,
and which is such a different like mindset.
And that's what I'm trying. You know, it is important thought, and you're right. It is situationally dependent, and I was, you know, preaching it earlier. Mm-hmm. I get it. You're in a city; it's a powder keg. 100% understand the lines of logistics. All of these different things, resources are more limited. There's a lot more going on in the city, and it could go violent and ugly quicker. And you're right.
I'm not just saying geographical layout. I'm talking about the mindset. Like, cities tend to have, like, a way. Now, this is a fucking broad generalization. I'll get criticism for this regardless. But, like, cities, I feel like, where large groups of people kind of mingle together, they adopt kind of more socialist or liberal type of mindset over time. I mean, look at, like, most large metropolitan cities eventually shift towards the blue stuff anyway, right? They think in communal. Everybody thinks that Democrat means you're into community and that if you're red, that you can't be a community person for some reason. So
just one second, just for clarification. Are you saying that liberal people can't handle the truth?
I'm not saying that they can't handle the truth. I'm saying
you go to this whole demographic,
I feel like it's not that they can't handle the truth. I think that it's just they depend on other people so much that to tell them like, hey, this is the way it is. There's nobody that's gonna do shit for you. I think that's where the problem comes in.
So liberal people are helpless compared to conservatives.
Yeah, a bunch of dumb libtards.
Gotcha. I don't know. I just have faith in mankind where I believe like you could tell the truth and we'll all be like, shit, that sucks. And then move on. Some people won't. But I feel like if we're all moving together with correct truth, we're not fighting about what's real or not. And I think it probably like if you knew.
Well, that's what I was saying about.
You guys watch Don't Look Up. Did you guys watch Don't Look Up?
I did watch it, and I love Jonah Hill. His one-liners were so fucking fantastic. When he told that the Hunger Games girl, when he's like, I'm really glad you dressed up for this. Thank you. I was like, God, I love you, Jonah Hill. That is such a solid burn.
Her name is Jennifer Lawrence, not the Hunger Games girl, first of all.
Yeah, you misogynistic bitch.
Have some goddamn respect.
You piece of shit.
You fucking...
What the fuck is wrong with you, you meander?
Listen. I forgot her name, but everybody knew exactly who I was talking about immediately.
Of course,
yes. Go on.
I just think that Jonah Hill was great in that.
He was.
So you brought it up. What were you going with it with this?
Oh, I mean, we were saying I think if you tell everybody this, right? I think if you tell everybody this, right? And I just feel like not that you can't tell everybody something, but I just like, yeah, who's the person saying it? Where is it coming from? And then who's in between them hearing that, right? Or how are people twisted? So yeah, the president comes out and says, hey, I have these scientists right behind me. You know what? I'm gonna just let them say it. And the scientists say, hey, fucking, if we don't fucking keep masks on or stay in the fucking house for the next however long, everybody's gonna fucking die from this weird ass disease. People, then you have fucking people online, you know, it's 5G, right? Immediately. Or twisting it up. So I don't think it's the people. It's like, we're all gonna get confused. We'll all get, you know, so much shit happens.
I understand. And I'm gonna bring up a movie. You guys seen Ricky Gervais's, where only people can talk about, say truths?
Speaking truths?
Yeah.
Movie. Yeah, I did see that. Mm-hmm.
Where he's like, he's at the bank. He's like, no, there should be $500 in there. Like, oh, sorry, we're wrong. Boom, $500.
Yes, there I remember you go. That. Uh-huh.
Yes. If the government was a batting 1,000 with truths and they told you this is what's going to happen, no one would question them if the government always told the truth.
So what is your point right now? You were saying, so you're saying if you could magically go back and have told, if they have told the truth the whole time.
No,
not from them moving forward and not at this point.
No, I'm saying if we can stop believing that people are going to panic every time they hear the truth and that nobody's capable of hearing the truth except the politicians. Only the politicians are the caliber of people that can handle the truth. Right. Everybody else.
But some
is
of
so
it's like, but you
stupid.
Just proved, you just proved right a second before that what the truth is something that's been studied by people that could be wrong the whole time. So they could have delivered what they had. They could have delivered the truth up to that point. Like, what is
true.
The truth when I'm studying something?
100 years from now, the truth could be totally different.
Could be different. That's what they had so far.
Yeah,
so it's like,
and you know, I'm not against that, but we don't think that, like Danny says, you can't tell the people the truth because he lives in Washington, where liberal people are dumber and more helpless, as mm-hmm. Danny laid out, where they can't handle the truth. So you need to lie to that populace because they're too scared.
Oh, I never said anything about lying. I have never thought lying.
No, I'm just saying that there's a thing where people believe that you have to lie to the population because they can't handle the truth. That's all I'm saying.
I just don't think you should say any truth until you know that the truth is a truth. We present shit like they are truths, and they're not. We just can't be like, hey, we think this may be a thing. Like, we've known the whole time that this thing has been shifting, and then it's doing different stuff. Nobody thought, like, well, if we create a vaccine for, like, this early shit, like, even Carrie, who is incredibly, like, when it comes
uh-oh.
To this
no,
stuff,
No. You better not talk about that, because you're going to be like, Fez, you didn't edit this part out. I'm not sure. Okay. I'm just going to throw it out there.
I'm just saying she had proposed this idea where I'm like, she was like, I think that like everybody should have to go into a one-time meeting. Everybody gets the corona together. We all walk out. Whoever died from it. And then we can move on. And I'm like, that's how over it I feel like a lot of people are getting. And that is somebody that was like really worried about it initially. You know what I mean? And it just shows that like, 3 years of this and we're still taking it this extreme, it seems so political. And like, maybe it isn't political, maybe it really is this serious, but it's hard because it's been going on for 3 years and I haven't really seen it affect my life that much other than can't work, can't get tests, can't do these things. But like, I've only known one person personally that's lost somebody due to it, and the person was in their 90s.
Yeah. And speaking of things going on too long, guys, I think I got to wrap it up. Sorry, Danny. I didn't.
No, you're good.
You're good. I got to get going. But thank you guys again for joining me on the conversation and letting me rant and be angry again.
I love y'all. Miss y'all. Let's do it again next.
This has been Redeeming Qualities Podcast. Podcast that's not how men speak, but how friends speak. Thank you.
Later.
Peace.